So Mark Malloy agreed that I had a right to carry a gun and use it for self-defense. And as a result of him and his, what he didn't tell me, though, first of all, let me tell you about how it happened. First of all, when I went to Field & Stream in Latham to get that gun, my air gun, it was an exact duplicate of a Smith & Wesson made out of metal, and it didn't have a red tip on it or nothing. You could not even tell it was a fake gun. It looked like a real gun. But no one, but Mark Malloy did not tell me not to buy a gun like that, because you can't even carry a gun like that. It's against the law to have an imitation pistol. It's got to be a real pistol with a permit. If you're going to have an air gun, it's got to look like a plastic toy. He never told me that. And he never told me not to pull it unless I was really going to use it. All right? So because he left out that information, which I think he did on purpose so that I could get arrested, I did. Mm-hmm. That's what he did to me. And now I can't even carry a gun to defend myself. And I'm getting older. However, there's a James Gochion out there who has an Uzi. And I think he's got a federal badge. I'm not sure. They say the federals they have no more authority than a local, but a federal can arrest a local cop, though. I can't arrest nobody. But Jim Gochion can arrest a local cop, though. And I the problems I have with the cops have gone away. So it's kind of a thing here where I really have to trust Jim to get me out, because I know that Troy's not going to do nothing for me, even though I served you faithfully. I was a Sunday school teacher in Grace Baptist Church for years, until John decided he wanted to make me a poor beggar. I'm not a beggar, but like one, a pauper. And he did it. Don't ask me how he did it. He abused my disability. I have a disability. It's very easy to abuse it. Not today, you're not doing it. Back then, it was he used to abuse. He had his Dr. Bob Gray, who changed all his philosophies around. We were obeying Dr. Gray like he was God Almighty. Then he goes and changes all his. He told me never to change behind the pulpit. He says, because you'll keep changing. Well, he just changed the way he runs his church. He basically ran a slave trade, that guy. In the name of the Lord, by the way. And he used to come here. You know what he told me behind the pulpit? Stop taking your medication if you're mentally ill, because you're not. There's no such thing as mental illness, quote unquote. And then John Cletus started repeating that, so I did. And every time I stopped taking my medication, I wound up in trouble. He destroyed my life that way. That's the lie that John told me behind the pulpit. It's a medical condition, John, that you got to take medication for. And then maybe he knew that, and he just wanted me to screw up. Why? To run my sustenance. So then he could take it away and get a slave out of me. He actually did it once. When I was going to Grace Baptist Church, I think about 8-9 years ago, I started soul winning for him. He was paying me to go out to the streets and, $30 a month was all he was paying me. A measly 30 a month, but I was like budgeting that money. And I was going out soul winning, I was getting people in church more so than anybody in that church. And then then he cut me off, though. He had me soul winning for about maybe 3 months. Then he says, oh, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. I can't pay you no more. That's the mark of a slave master.